we learned the Gemara Chesed base. The Gemara has shilas and cases. The boy gives the girl a ring, says, Hariat Mekudeshesli. So she throws it back to him, it means no. If she throws it out into the ocean, it means no. She throws it into a fire, it means no. And then the Gemara was discussing him. She says, give it to Pliny, it means no. She says, give it to Pliny on my behalf, then it means yes. What about Tanei Malgabi Hasela? So Tosfos says, this is all Hampshire. The Gemara is going to continue later. The girl comes to the store and she says, I'd like to buy this. So the guy says, I'll be happy to give it to you, v'hariyat mekudeshesli. So she just says, just sell it to me. So does that mean yes or does that mean no? The Gemara says, no, it means no. If she just repeats what she said in the beginning, she comes to a bar, said, I'd like to buy a drink of beer. The guy says, I'll give you a drink of beer, v'hariyat mekudeshesli, just sell me the beer. So she means no. First the Gemara is talking about, did she say yes or no? Then the Gemara is talking about yes or no. In the middle, the Gemara has Tanei Magabi Asela. So Tosfos says also yes or no. And she says, Tanei Magabi, he says, Hariat Mekudeshet, he says, put it on the rock. It's not her rock. It means go fly a kite. It means no. That's how Tosfos learns. The Gemara beginning, in the middle, at the end, everything is all, did she say yes or did she say no? Rashi learns, Tanei Magabi Asela is a hafsokim. Before the Gemara and after. Before and after, the Gemara is talking, is her reaction, does it, do we interpret that means yes or no? In the middle, Rashi learns, Tanei Magabi Asela, if it's Selah Shalom, the Kodesh is because she's kind of with a Kenyan Chotza. So that's a Pella. According to Taisa's yes, the bottom Taisa's yes. What is the Boy Rabibi Barabai? The Gemara has a Selah, what's a din if it's a Selah Shal Shneim Mao? Boy Rabibi, not Baby Barabai. Boy Rabibi, what if it's a Selah Shal Shneim? Selah Shal Shneim is a Gemara in Bava Basra. That you're not kind of Zamiza. If a stranger puts something in and he wants one of the two Shudfim to be kind of, the other shutif is out of the question. If he takes it, it's gzela, and it's taifis. The chotzer is kaifis for the shutif whom he wants to give it to. If a davar shel hefker falls in, they're both kind of shutifis. But if one shutif wants to give to the other one, it never left the rishus of the marakama, so it didn't enter the rishus of the marbasu. The whole kinyan by metaltalin. There's a kinyan chalipin by metaltalin. Okay, there's a kinyan aga by metaltalin. That's a different kind of kinyan. But the kinyanim of chotze yad, the pasuk is yad, manasam biyoda, that's the mocha for kinyan yad. Evinasam bikomakom, manasam is a ribui, even chotze is also good. So the kinyanim of yad, and kinyanim of chotze, and the kinyanim of hagbo meshicha, that's a machlokes, but that's the raisa de rabbana. We pask, and most rishonim pask like Rabbi Yochanan. Whenever there's machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan meshlokish, the Gemara says the rule is means that they took a vote, they took a consensus. So the rule is that the din is always like Rabbi Yochanan, with a few exceptions where the consensus was like Rish Lakish. So that's what most of the Rishonim said, the din is like Rabbi Yochanan here. That what? That the Raitara more is Hakoinis by Metalton, Mashiach and Agbo is only Midirabban. But according to Rish Lakish, it's Minatur. Fine. But what does it mean it's Midirabban? It's also considered Hachnosa Levishusa. Yad is Mamish, Hachnosa Levishusa, Chotzer is also Hachnosa Levishusa, Chotzer Shalom. And Yad and Hagbo and Meshicha is also a form of Hachnos Lushus, either Menatoyra or Midirabon. Fine. But you can't begin to talk about Hachnos Lushus unless it leaves the Rishus of the Marakama first. First it has to leave the Rishus of the Marakama, then it can enter the Rishus of the Marabasra. That's why Rashi holds that Hagbo is Kaina, you have to pick it up Gimel Tvachim. Why do you have to pick it up Gimel Tvachim? Less than Gimel Tvachim is considered Lovud, it's considered wherever the object is. Let's say I park my car on the street. So it's considered Shaliyah Bishusi. I don't own the city. How is it Bishusi? The answer is anything that Shulchoah is automatically Bishusi unless there's a mafkia. If the automobile is stolen, then it's called Dainim Bishusi. It's not stolen. So anything that Shaliyah is automatically Bishusi. So let's say I have a bicycle in the street. So Shaliyah Bishusi, even though it's in the street. So I tell the guy, you can make a hagbo, you can be kind of a maton. I'm going to give you a maton. So he picks it up at Tefach. So Rashi says, before he picked it up, it was Birshusi. Anything that Shaliyah is automatically Birshusi. If he picks it up, less than Gimel Tvachim, it's still Birshusi. It never left the Rishus of the Marakama. So it can't enter the Rishus of the Marabasa. But Rashi is Maida. If you're picking up a Dov Shal Hefker, that's a Rashi in Bava Kama, Chaptes, I think. If you pick up, Tosfos points it out. Rashi says himself, pick up a Dov Shal Hefker, Rashi is also asking that it's enough at Tefach. You need a hagbo. Hagbo, by definition, is a tefach. You don't need three tefachim. But you need, if it belongs to someone else, you need three tefachim to leave the Rishus of the Marakama first to be able to enter the Rishus of the Marbas. But if Zadov Shal Hefker doesn't have to leave the Rishus of the Marakama, there is no Marakama, doesn't belong to anybody, then Rashi's Maskim. The Gemara says, if you pick up a Zadov Shal Hefker, less than three toch miwakaina, you're kind of with Hagbo. So that's the din of Bava Basra, Tais quote. Bava Basra, Daf Peidala, Amechas Hasfina. So Achotzer Shal Shnei Shutvim, they can't be kind of Zemizeb, because it never left the Rishus of the Marakama to say that it entered into the Rishus of the Marabasa. So that's Tais's Kasha against Rashi. If Rashi learns, Tarei Malseh Agabi Asal Shali is Mekudesh, because you kind of with a Kinyo Chotzer. That's what Rashi says. So what's boy Rabibi Selo Shal Shnei Mal? It's very difficult. Unless Rabibi didn't know the din in Bava Basra, maybe he didn't know the din. So that's Taisa Kashi against Rashi. So some Rishonim answer to defend Rashi. Rashi holds a new shita that by Kiddusha Kesef there's no requirement that you have to be mocked in the money to the Kala. You have to do an asina. Where does this come from? So there's a famous Tzais HaChoshen says it by a get. The Gemara says in Gitna and Avchav, Kosva Lisuri Hanoah is kosher. If the husband writes a get on a piece of paper from here and he dachas Avodah Zarah, it's also Banoah, so, and he gives the get to his wife, so she's Mugoresh, even though the get is a piece of paper, is also Banoah. So the Tzais HaChoshen is bothered with Akasha. There is a Gemara in Bava Kama that most of the Rishonim understand that what it means is that if something is Isuri Hano, you can't give it Matan at some. Let's say by mistake, I cooked Basa B'cholov. Real Basa B'cholov, the rice, Asa B'ano. Basa B'cholov, Rabban, is Muta B'ano. Let's say chicken and milk, is Muta B'ano. Basa B'cholov, the rice, is Asa B'ano. So if I have some kind of Isuri Hano, Menator, and I want to give it Matan, I sell it to someone else, Mechor Ena Mechor. Nos Matana, the other person is not kind of. Why not? Some claim because he's Surah Hanor Eina Shaloi. Others say, no, it's not Eina Shaloi, it's Shaloi, but it's Eina Bishusa, because Bishusa means, do I have access to it? If the Ganav stole my automobile, I don't know where it is, so the automobile is Shali, Eina Bishusi. Why is Eina Bishusi? I don't know where it is. I have no access to it, so I can't use it. So if I have Surah Hanor, it's Shali, I owned it, the milk was mine, the flesh was mine, and I cooked it together, the Basim B'chalim is mine. But it's Eina Bishusi, because I'm not allowed to gain any benefit from it. So whenever something is shalcho beinu b'shuscha, we mentioned that's a machlokes hatanoim in Mishnayis and Maseches Maaseh Sheni, machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokish, which time it paskan like, and we paskan like Rabbi Yochanan that if something is shalcho beinu b'shuscha, gozov lanos yasha habaylim shnei meinu mechaylim hakdisha zelif yisheni shalai zelif yisheni b'shuscha. That's Rabbi Yochanan's memra. That's in the beginning of Bava Metzia in the sugya of Tokvukana Davov, and it's in Bava Kama Dav Samachdes. The Gemara Bava Kama explains it's a machlokes hatanoim from a Mishnah Maseches Maaseh Sheni and machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokich, which opinion to accept. So we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you need shalcho b'shuscha. So there's a Gemara Bava Kama daf mem hey that the Shara Niskal kodim shenig madina if you sell it to somebody else b'chor a mocher the son of a matan the mekav a matan is kodim but mishenig madina after the bez makes the Gemara Dina the Shara Niskal b'chor a mocher. The mechir is not chal. The son of the matana is not chal. So it's usually assumed why. So it's a machlokes of Rishonim. Why? Either because Yisuri Hanor Einu Shaloi, many hold Yisuri Hanor Einu Shaloi, or some say Yisuri Hanor Arena Bishusa. Fine. Maybe it is Shaloi, but it's Einu Bishusa. There's a mission at the end of the second parak in Kiddushin. The man is Mekadosh Anisha with Yisuri Hanor, but it's Einu Mekudeshes. So there are three explanations given. Some Rishonim say because Einu Shaloi. The Yisuri Hanor doesn't belong to you. You'll give it to the girl. It's not going to belong to her. You can't have a Jew can't own Yisuri Hanor because it's also Hanor. So Zayin Shaloi said he didn't give her his ring. Other Rishonim say no, it is Shaloi, but it's Zayin Bishusai because you don't have access to it. If it's stolen, you don't have access because you don't know where it is. If it's Yisuri Hanor standing in front of you under your nose, you don't have access because the Halacha doesn't allow you to get Hanor from it. And Rashi never says like that. Right? Whenever this topic comes up, even the Kaddish and Isha. The Surah Hanor is Eini Mekudeshes. So Rashi said, because not Shavar Pruta. Why does he say not Shavar Pruta? He should have said either Eini Shaloi or Eini Bishusai. So apparently Rashi thinks that Surah Hanor is Shaloi and it is Bishusai. It is Shaloi and it is Bishusai. So what about that Gemara in Bava Kamma? The Gemara in Bava Kamma says, Kodim Shenigma Dinoi, the Avishar Aniskot, Shoshar Vesodom. So if it's Kodim Shenigma Dinoi, it's Mutaba Noa, Mechor HaMochor, Tzad HaMatane, the Matane Schal, Acha Shenigma Dinoi, so the Shor Aniskot is also Ba Noa, so Mechor HaEin HaMochor, if the owner of the Shor sells it to someone else, that sale is not valid, and the Tzad HaMatane is Atchal. Why? Because it's Pachas Bishavar Puto. So since when is there a din that you can't transfer ownership of something if it's not Shavar Puto? Why? If it's Ein Shalai, you're right in Bishus, you can't transfer ownership. Why can't you transfer ownership if it's less than a Shavar Puto? It's a Pella. So maybe Rashi had a different shot than the Gemara. And the Rabbeinu Tam has to have a different shot than that Gemara. There's a famous Rabbeinu Tam Shita in Sanhedrin Daf Pei. It's in Zvachim also. The first Daf is a Perik and Zvachim, that's called Perik HaTaruvis. In Yeruday, they're always called Perik HaTaruvis. That's not the first word in the perik is not hataruvis. First word, kol hazvach mishen asarvu. We call it perik kol hazvach mishen asarvu. But in Yeruday they call it perik hataruvis. I remember in Broyes, two guys were sitting and learning Yeruday. So the shach calls perik hataruvis. One guy said he doesn't know what perik hataruvis is. So he was a good yeke, so he knows. And in the back of the mishnah is if you have yartzai. So the meaning is that you learn so many prokem mishnayos that spelled out the name of your father. So let's say Rav Soloveitchik's father was Moshe Ben Chaim. So he used to learn on the outside a perek that began with a mem, mem esakar esashma, and then a perek that begins with a shin, shlosh eshochla, and a perek that begins with a hey, perek haroya, whatever. And Ben, and Chaim, he used to learn all day Mishnayis. He used to start, he always used to fast on his outside. So he would daven with the boys, he would daven for an omen, and then he would tell them, you eat breakfast, and we'll eat meat at 9 o'clock, and he would start learning Mishnayis. And then they would have to he wouldn't take a break in the middle. It was usually final week. So Dr. Belkin would walk in and walk out, the dean of the college would walk in and walk out, the students would have finals, they would walk in and walk out. It's like a train station, people going there. He was just concentrating, he was just learning Mishnah. He didn't notice that people were going in, going out. And he would learn Mishnah all day long. He wouldn't eat and he wouldn't go to the bathroom. He just learned Mishnah. They had to tell him, you have to daven mincha. It's soon going to be the shkia. He was learning from 9 o'clock in the morning till around 4:30. He has yartzeit always gimel shvat, so the days are very short then. So they had to remind him, you got to daven quickly, you're going to miss the shkia. So that's what he did. So remember, so they have in the end of Mishnayis brachis, they have alphabetically arranged all of the names of all the prokem in case someone has yartzeit, he wants to learn a perik, you know. So the guy looked up on the hey, perik hatarubis. There's no such perik. So what's the shach talking about? So I told him the name of the perik is that begins kol hazvach mishen asarvu, and the rishonim call it perik hataruvis. That taruvis. And the first daf in perik hataruvis, there's the mishnah and there's the Tosfos quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds a chiddush that shor haniskal shor shenig madina lemisa is muta b'hanoa mechayim. Even after the gemara, then it's still muta b'hanoa. Nobody else agrees with the Rabbeinu Tam. He holds that a live animal, the Gmardin, is only Asas Banor after you give it to Skila, after you shecht it, after you kill it, after it'll die. But Lo Yeocheles Besore, while it's alive, is not called Besore. It's only called Besore after it's dead. Now, Binatam has this Chiddush that calls man, the animal is alive. The Sharan Niskal Mechaim is Muta Banor. So how does he deal with that Gemara? The Gemara Baba Kama Daf Mem Hei says, Sharan Niskal Kodim Shenig Mardino Muta Banor Asa Machor Amachor. Why is it Mechor Ene Mocher? Why is it Ene Mocher? If it's Muta Bano, said Shaloi, Bishus, everything, nothing changed yet. So the Rabbi Natamin asked that Kasha on himself. Rabbi Natamin, Tosfos and Sanhedrin Daf Pei, asked that Kasha. So he says, no, the Gemara didn't mean to say. The Gemara never said that you can't sell Yisur HaNoah. Shalom Niskal, after the Gemara, then it's still Muta Bano. Mechor Ene Mocher, before the Gemara Din Mechor HaMachor, after the Gemara Mechor HaMachor, means like this. The Gemara learns out from the Pasuk, what's the din of Hashor Hefker Haragas Ha'odom? Machlek is Hatanayim, whether you give it skill or not. But what's the din if the Shor belonged to me, and when it killed the Odom, it belonged to me, and then I sell it to you before the Gemara Din. So the Rabbi Natam learns Pshat in the Gemara, before the Gemara Din Mechor HaMachor, I sold it to you, and now the Besdin can't give it to Skila, because it doesn't have the same owner that it had before. I even a Shor Shal Hefki give the death penalty. We Machlokes HaTanaim. We pass even Shor HaMidbar, even a Shor Shal Hefki, Shor HaGasadim. also given the death penalty. So why does he say if it changes ownership? So you got to figure out how this fits in with the Mishnah. But the Rabbeinu Tam learns, Mechoram Machur, if he sold it before Gmar Din, then the sale is valid, and the shor cannot get skila. But if you sold it after Gmar Din, Machor, Eine Machor, it doesn't mean the sale is not valid. You haven't accomplished anything by this sale. The Bezin already made a Gmar Din, so even though you sold it to someone else, the Bezin is going to go to the new owner, and they're going to take the shor and give it the skila. So there's no Gemara Bechlal that says that you can't sell Yisuri Hal. According to Rabbeinu Tam, maybe the Shalai will be Shusa, maybe Yisuri Hal no are Shalai. The whole market to say that Yisuri Hal no are not Shalai, Yisuri Hal no are not Bishusa, is that Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Memhei, that the Shor Shanig Madin al Lemisa, if the Gemara Din, Mechora and a Mocher. But the Rabbeinu Tam learns it doesn't mean, literally, doesn't mean the sale is not valid. It means the Shor is not off the hook, the Shor is not Pata from Misa. So there's no Mocher at all that the So maybe that's why Rashi says, when the Mishnah says, if he mekadosh an isha, the end of the second parak in Kiddushin, the Mishnah is that if he mekadosh an isha, with the Yisuri HaNoah, Shezene Mekudeshes, where's this Mishnah? It gives you a whole list of all the Yisuri HaNoah. The Gemara quotes all the Pesukim, how do you know that all these things are Rosh HaNoah? Here it is. And Daf Nun Vav on the base. Or look like a kerem sharaniska like a roof at the point of tzara say a nose and pet chamor basa b'chol of chulim ba'azora all these things are rasa b'anu so why is it in the kudeshes so some sharanim say yisira hanu anat shaloi so the ring doesn't belong to the chasm he doesn't own others say no it is shaloi why should it be shaloi but it's in the bishusa because he's not allowed to get anu doesn't have access to it and Rashi all over in Shas whenever the Gemara says if mekadosh an isha with yisira hanu ain't in the kudeshes Rashi doesn't say either reason. Rashi said because not Shaver Puta. The Mishkan is Yankiv has in his Sefer Ke'elas Yankiv. He says there's a Yerushalmi that says Beferish like Rashi. Shalmi gives a mashal. Why is it if you Mekadosh and Isha but the Surah HaNoah Zainab B'Kodeshes? Yerushalmi says Mashal Amada V'Daima. They sell potato chips that are very salty. So in the city they sell a bag of potato chips for a dollar. Let's say there's an airplane crash and the people are in the desert and there's no food to eat and there's no water to drink. The guy's going to eat salty potato chips. He's going to be hungry. He's going to be thirstier. So someone has a bag of potato chips. He wants to sell the potato chips in the desert where they don't have any water to drink. So no one's going to want to buy it. So it's not a shavei pruta. So Yishalmi says the reason why Mikadosh but the Sirah HaNoah is any Mikadosh is because it's not shavei pruta. Which Meshugan is going to want to pay money? The thing is also Mano has no shavei. So that's So the Mishkan is Yankiv writes in his Sefer Ke'elas Yankiv. There's a Rashi in Psochem. Ke'elas Yankiv is on Brochus and on Moed. So he talks on the Rashi in the beginning of Psochem. Mekadosh and Isha, Bechametz, Bepesach, Hainu Bekodeshes. Rashi said, because it's not Shavu Puta. The same as he writes all over Shas. It's not Shavu Puta. He doesn't say Enu Shalon, it doesn't say Enu Beshusa. So maybe he holds that Yisuri HaNo Ar Shalon, Ar Beshusa. So anyway, the Ktsais HaChashin asked this Kash. How can the Gemara say Gittin Daf Chof? If you write a get, the husband writes a get on a piece of paper, a piece of parchment, whatever. That's also about no. Kosova, Kosova, Lisa, no, Venosan, Lord, Migureshes. How can you be Makhni, Sura, Hano? It's either Enishalai, Enishalai, like a Shor and Iskal, after Gmar Din. Mukhare and Mukhare, the simple reading of the Mukhare. The sale is not valid. So the Ktsais comes up with a Wapra of a Chidish. It has the same thing, of course, in the Avnei Miloim, but this is known for Niktzos. Comes up with the Chiddush that a get, you don't have to be Makna to get to the Isha. All you need is Venosam B'yoda. Just need an Esina. There's no requirement for a Hakno. Then he says, and that explains also why a get is Chal Bal Korchai. How can a get be Chal Bal Korchai? The woman says she doesn't want to be Kaina, the piece of paper. The answer is she doesn't have to be Kaina. He does an Esina. He does an Esina and she's Megureshes. That's the famous Ktzos HaChosh. So here, there's room to say within Rashi, maybe Rashi, oh, I think the Meiri has like this. This difficult Rashi on Daf Ches Amud Beis. Rashi learns, today, Mar Gadi HaSela Sheli is Mekudeshes. Why? So Tosfos says, Mekudeshes, because means yes. He says, Harei Mekudeshes, I want to give you a ring. She said, put it on my cellar. So that means yes, I agree to marry you. And when she'll be Mekudeshes? When she'll pick it up? Once you put it on a finger, not that, may not. And Agabi Sela Shal Shnehem is a suffix. Does that mean yes or does that mean no? She says, put it in a chatzit that belongs to both of us. Does that mean yes or does that mean no? If it means yes, it's good, but she's not Mekudeshes yet till she picks up the ring and puts it on her finger. That's how the Tosis learns. And according to Rashi, no. Today, Malgabi Yisrael Shalei's Mukodesh is right away. Not a question, does it mean yes, does it mean no? That's the Gemara before, that's the Gemara after. The Gemara in the middle, very strange, the Rashi. The Gemara in the middle is not talking about is it yes or no, did she agree to the proposal for marriage or not. The question is the Kiddushin Chal? So if it's Zelo Shalom Mikodesh, Zelo Shalom is a Sofik. Why is it a Sofik? You're not Chotz HaShut from that kind of Zemizah. So I think the Miri says, Rashi Shita is that you don't need, there's no need to be makna the kesef to the kala, as long as they do nisina. Maybe makrish havayli itzi, maybe just like by the get, you don't need a hakno, says claims, all you need is a nisina. So by kesef kedushin also, all you need is a nisina. There is a gemara later, what's the din, if my brother, I have no brother, if my brother dies, he leaves an almana, he leaves no children. So I'm supposed to do yibum. How do you do yibum? So the Gemara says, just like Rab Mangan Amad Makadish Bidbiya, and if you gimel him a base, Rab Gid Makas Mardis. If you're Makadish Bidbiya, because you had an option, you should have done Kesav Ashtar. So even by yibum, where the Midatorah, all you have is yibum. The Kiddushan and Atovsen, Bachus Ishtar. But the Rabbanan made a takana that you have to do Maimer first. And if you didn't do the Maimah first, the reason why they made a takana to do Maimah first, because it's not proper to be Mekadosh Bibia. So it's not proper to start off your relationship with the sister-in-law, with the Yavama, by doing the Yibam first. You have to do Maimah. So the Gemara has a Machlekes HaTanoim. What if you did Maimah Balkorcha? What's it then if you do Yibam Balkorcha? You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to rape a woman. Not let rape your own wife. Not let rape anyone. What's the din if you did? He did yibum bal korcha. So the din is habol. That's the name of the perek habol yavinto. Begins with a hey. Habol yavinto be mshegig be mezid be meres be meratzin. This kana. Even he didn't realize that it's his sister. They thought it was his wife. He thought it was a zayin or something. That's the din habol yavinto is kana. Even bal korcha is kana. What if you do chalitza? What if she does chalitza bal korcha? That's no good. Chalitza is only good. Niskabenhu v'lei niskabnehi. Niskabnehi v'lei niskabenhu. Ein chalitza ad sheiskabne shneim. The Yovam and the Yivama both have to have in mind that they're doing this chalitza. They have to understand this is the chalitza. If she sells shoes in a shoe store, and she puts on a shoe and she takes it off, and she puts on another shoe and takes it off, she ties on that, that's not called the chalitza. She has to have in mind, not for the sake of selling shoes, trying on shoes, she has to have in mind, we're doing the mitzvah of chalitza. Fine. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim. What's the din if you did Maimah Bal Korcha? Where's this Gemara? Here it is. It's 10 lines from the top of Mem Dalet Amen Aleph. This morning I kept on looking. I remember it was on Daf Yutess. I kept on looking on Daf Yutess on the base. I remember it was Yutess on the base. I couldn't find it. I didn't know what was going on. So I had to look it up. I have somebody from Riverdale wrote a whole Maftech on Shas. How to find things, alphabetically arranged. He gave me a matana. So I think, when am I ever going to use this? So today I used it. I looked up Maimah Bal Korcha. So he told me it's in Yevamis Yutess on the base. I thought it was Kiddushin Yutess. And over here in Yevamis it says it's Kiddushin Mem Dalet Amen Aleph. It says 10 lines from the top. The Gemara has the Tanya. It says on the side, Yevamis Yutess on the base. Oh, a Maimah Mivinto Shalom Yidait. The Rebbe Yamikana, the Chachamim Amrim Laikana. Machlekes Rebbe Nachachamim. What's the Machlekes? What's the Nekudas Machlekes? So the Gemara says, my time of the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe think that Maimah Bal Korcha is good? Goma mi biya divama. Ma biya divama Bal Korcha. If you do Yibam Bal Korcha, bid the evidence good. You're not allowed to do Yibam Bal Korcha. The Gemara didn't mean you're allowed to. The Gemara said, if you did Yibam Bal Korcha, you're kind of. If you give a get Bal Korcha, the get is chalosa. Doesn't mean you're allowed to give a get Bal Korcha. The Beis Yosef quotes the Tshuva Saran that when a man gets married, he promises to honor, love, and cherish his wife. Then he falls in love with his younger secretary, and he divorces his wife who's 65 years old, and he marries the 20-year-old secretary. That's loving, honoring, and cherishing his wife. So you're not allowed to do that. So the Beis Yosef goes to Tshuva Saran that to give a get Bal Korcha is an Issa Deraisa. It's not just an Issa Derabbanan. I would know it's a Cherem Derabbeinu Gershom. The Rabbeinu Gershom gave a klala, a Cherem, a curse, he should drop dead. But before the Rabbeinu Gershom came along, it was also an Issa Deraisa. He's not the one who introduced the Yisra. Most of the Rishonim don't agree. Most of the Poskim assume that the Get Bal Korcho, the whole Issa is only an Issa de Rabban. Not that it's an Issa de Raisa, but the Cherem is a curse that he should be punished.
Is the Issa only if he takes that Shvua, Tachan HaKupa, that Yosef is talking about, the Shvua HaMurana, to love, cherish, and care for his wife, and not force about
that's what it says in the Ksuba. Every Ksuba sounds like that. Ano Oiker, I will respect you. Eflach, Afardis. I will treat you like a princess. That's what it says in every ksuba. Even Ashkenazim have the same thing. Everybody, yeah. So just because Yibam is Chal Bal Korcho doesn't mean you're allowed to do it. Again, it's Chal Bal Korcho doesn't mean you're allowed to do it. Some hold it's an Issa Deraisa, some hold it's an Issa Derabbanan. But there certainly is an Issa. So the Gemara says, Yibam is kind of Bal Korcho, Kiddushim Bal Korcho in general. Kiddushim Bal Korcho is no good. But Yibam Bal Korcho, that's a Mishnah. Bo Yivin Bem Shegig Bem Meizid is Chal. So the Gemara says, this is the Nekudas HaMachloikis. Machloikis Rebbe in the Rabban. My time with the Rebbe, where's the Gemara? My time with the Rebbe. Goma me biya divama. Ma biya divama Bal Korcho. If you do Yibam Bal Korcho Bidi Ebed, it's good. Hafachanami Bal Korcho would also be good. The Rabbanon, how come the Chacham say it's no good Bal Korcho? Sorry, I'll finish the Kiddush. Ma Kiddush in the Medite, Hafachanami in the Medite. My comment, so what does that boil down to? So what are they fighting about? Rabbi Sovar, Mimer has to be patterned after Yibum. Rabbi Sovar, Mili Devam, Mili Devam, Havel Elamela. Mimer is patterned after Yibum. So Yibum Bal Korcho is good. So Mimer Bal Korcho is good. But I'm sorry, Kiddush Mi Kiddush and Havel Elamela. Sure. So what does that Machlokes depend on? What does that Machlokes depend on? So usually in the yeshivas, they say, the machlekes is, usually when man marries a girl, he has three choices how to do kiddush. One of three ways. Either kesef shtar abia. If it's the yevama, my brother died, and he leaves the almana, and then I have to be miabim, so there's only one way to do the kiddush. Kesef shtar does mark only kiddush abia, and the kiddush abia is even good bal korcho. Is that the pshat? That bia Yibum is Kiddush Bia, and it's a Chiddush that Kiddush Gesef Ishtar don't work on the Kiddush Bia, and Chiddush number two that Bia Bal Korcho is good. Usually you need Das Isha, here you don't need Das Isha. Is that the Pshat, or is it Pshat? No. It's Eish Esach. No Kiddushin works. Kiddushin are not Topsim Eish Esach. Kesef Ishtar Bia, all three don't work. The Halacha says you do the mitzvah of Yibum. It's not Kiddush Bia. None of the three. So I think we spoke about it. Menachem Zema suggests that those are the two opinions in the bottom Tosfos on Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara says you wouldn't be able to learn out Kiddushei Bia from Yibum because Mali Yibam Ken Kuko V'Yamedes. So Tosfos says Rabbi Elazar Mishasna, and they read two pshatim in Tosfos. What does it mean? Why can't you learn out from Yibum? So some say Yibam is not Kiddushet Biyah. Yibam is a mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah. And then the Torah, Isha Iktalom and Hashemayim. The Gemara has a Losh. Isha Iktalom and Hashemayim. And the other Rishonim seem to hold, no, it's Kiddushet Biyah, but it's modified. That Kesev Ishtar don't work, only Kiddushet Biyah, and see the good Bal Korcho. So some say, in the Yeshivas, that's how they say, that's the Machlokes, Rebbe and Achachamim. Should you learn out from Mili Divamim and Mili Divamim, Dalar and Medalam? Should you learn Mili Divamim and Mili Divamim? Or should you learn our Kiddushin? Kiddushei Maimah. What's the Shaila? Yibum is Bataris Kiddushei. It's Kiddushin, Kiddushei Biyah. Kiddushei Biyah works Bal Korcho. So with the Rabbanan, they said, Achidush, even Kiddushei Shtar, even Rashi says, Rashi, the opening Rashi on the Mishnah. The Rashi on the first Mishnah said, you can either do Maimah Bekesav or Bishtar. Yeah, the Bir Agroh thought that the Rambam disagrees with the Rashi. He writes, he thinks the Rambam, based on the Tosefta, holds that Maimah is only Kesav, not Shtar. But Rashi says Beferish on Beis HaMenalef on the first mission in Kiddushin, the Maimer can either be done Bekesef or Bishtar. So Min HaTorah Maimer is only Bia. But the Rabbanon, all the three forms are good. So if you hold that Bia is good Betoris Kiddushei Bia, and it's good Bal Korcho, so when you have Kiddushei Kesef and Shtar, they broaden that, but it's also good Bal Korcho. Just like the Kiddushei Bia is good Bal Korcho, Kesef and Shtar is also good. And the other Rishonim say no, that Yibum is good, Bal Korcho has nothing to do with Kiddushei Biyah. It's a mitzvah of Yibum. And midrabbanan they made a takana of kesef or kesef and shtar maimer. That's kiddushin. That's not yibum. That's kiddushin. So kiddushin has to be midaita. That's how they say in the yeshivas. The machlekes Rebbe and Rabbanan is this diun that Rabbi Nachman Zemba has a discussion about. Yeah. There are some quotes of Yishami that says not so. Yishami understands the machlekes Rebbe and Achachamim. The nkudas is not what's the nature of yibum, whether the yibum is kiddushin biya and the chiddush is good bal korcha, or the nature of yibum is that it's a mitzvah yibum. But rather, the Yerushalmi learns the machlokes hatanaim is what's the nature of maimer midrabbanan. Midrabbanan min haTorah, when my brother dies, that brother that I never had, when my brother dies and he leaves a yibama, so min haTorah, if I give a get, it's not meaningful. I have to give either chalitz or yibum. So if I give a get, it's no good. The only way to be mata the yibama lashuk is with chalitza. And if I give kedusha kesef, kedusha shtar min haTorah, nothing happened. The only way to be kind of the yibama. Yibam is nicknames bidbiya, that's all. But the Rabbanan, they made a din that if the Yavam has to give Maimer, he's not allowed to do Yibam before first doing Maimer. And the Rabbanan made a takana, if you give Maimer, it's Chal, the Rabbanan. They made another takana that if you give a get, you're not allowed to do Yibam. There's a din, once the Yavam does Chalitza, the Gemara learns off in the Pasuk, Kocha Yosel Ish Ashelo Yivne is Beisochim. So why do you say Kocha Yosel Ashelo Yivne in the future? Maybe he will do Yibam. You say, Kochi Yosalish, Asher Lo Banas Beisachim. He didn't agree to do Yibam yet. Asher Lo Banas. So we spit on the floor, we mevaseh him, and we take off his shoe. He should observe Avelos, because he's doing wrong. He's like in Cherem, in Nidui. A person is in Cherem and Nidui, has to observe Avelos from himself. So he takes off his shoes. So the Yibam takes off the shoe to demonstrate that he deserves to be in Nidui, and she spits in front of him on the floor. To be mevazeh, so we say kocha yosef shelo yivne beisachim. Well, what do you mean shelo yivne? Should say shelo ibana. So the tanaim learn out kivin shelo ibana shuv lo yivne. Once you do chalitza, it's prohibited to do yibam again. The Rambam happens to hold that that's only midrabbanan. He holds that whole din is only midrabbanan, it's not minatora. Either there's a beferish gemara that says that it is minatora. So the Rambam has a whole explanation in the pirish hamishnayos and yivamis. If you hold like Rabbi Akiva, any condition does mechayv elav, then it's an isa derais. If you don't hold like Rabbi Akiva, then it's only a din derabban. Ma'ayin shmita etzel ha-sinai. What has it got to do with the kedushin tovs mechayv elavim? So you have to learn Yibamis to understand the pirish hamashayim. That's what the Rambam says. And other rishonim hold that it's a din derais. Once you do chalitza, you're not allowed to do yibam. Kibush and lebar, shuv leyibam. So the Rabbanan they said a din, not only if you did chalitza, you're not allowed to do yibam. If you gave a get, you're not allowed to do yibam either. So, Minatari, there's no such thing. My brother dies and his wife, his alman is Kukli Yavam, so I do either Yibum or Chalit. Minatari, there's no such thing as giving a get. Minatari, there's no such thing. The get is meaningless. Minatari, there's no such thing as Maima, to give Kiddush Kes. The Rabbanan introduced that a get is not Matad Yivam Alashuk. A get is, once you give a get, you can't do Yibam anymore. We say, Kimish Labana Shuv LeYivne. And they introduced the din of Maimer, that if you want to do Yibam, you must do Maimer first. And if you did Maimer, then you can't just do Chalitza. You have to give a get L'mamorai and Chalitza L'zikos. This is a Takana de Rabban. So the Rishalmi interprets, the Osameach has a long country Zika. The Osameach has a long country. He quotes every Rishalmi under the sun to explain Zika. Every Bavli, every Yishami quotes, unbelievable, goes on pages and pages. The Kuntra Zika, famous for the Kuntra Zika. So in the Kuntra Zika, I think on the first page, I didn't last. I think I lasted to the second page. You have to know all the Yishamis there. He's unbelievable. Osamech was a goyin, a goyin. And Rab Chaim Soloveitchik was disappointed when the Osamech was printed. He says, the Sefer doesn't compare to the author. The author was much greater than the Sefer. The author was greater than the Sefer. Sefer is unbelievable. There's some people that their svarim are much more impressive than they are. Maybe they had a ghostwriter. And other people, the person is much more impressive than the Sefer. So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik was disappointed when the Osamech came out. It doesn't match up to the greatness in person. That's unbelievable. So the Osamech quotes a Yishami that says like this: the Machlekes Rebbe Nachachamim here, Mem Dalet and Mem Aleph. If you did Maimer Bal Korcho, will be the same machlokes. What if you did a get bal korcha? Normally a get bal korcha is valid. You're not allowed to give a get bal korcha. It's an avera deraisa, avera derabana, whatever it is. But normally, if you give a get bal korcha, they get the schal. What if the yavam gives a get bal korcha to the yavama? So according to Rebbe, who holds that maimer bal korcha is schal, why? Because he holds that maimer midirabanan is like yibum. So just like yibum, bal korcha is good, is schal. So maimer bal korcha is schal. So what dinami Rebbe would say that a get midirabanan is schal like chalitza. So just like chalitza needs dashneim, you need dasa yavam and dasa yavama. So a get also, the get yavaman, the get that the yavam gives the yavama, would also need dashneim. He wouldn't be able to give the get bal korcha. But according to the Chacham, the way we paskin, no, maimer bal korcha is no good. They never said maimer is yibum midirabanan. If it would be yibum midirabanan, just like yibum is chal bal korcha, the maimer would be chal bal korcha. They said, it's kiddushin. Kiddushin atovsin midirabanan. Kiddushin atovsin biyibama. So kiddushin midi kiddushin midi kiddushin yalfinan. So kiddushin yinidasu isha. You can't give a maimer bal korcha. So too, midirabanan, they introduced get. They never said that get is like chalitza. Get is chal. So get is always good bal korcha. So the get yivaman, the get by the yivaman would also be good bal korcha. So the Yushalmi seems to say beferish that the nekudas amachlokes between Rebbe and Chachamim is not a machlokes. What's the nature of yibum? Where the yibum is kiddushin on the level of darasi. Where the yibum is kiddushin, the yibum is a mitzvah of yibum. No, the machlokes is what's the nature of the takana derabanan of maimer. Is maimer considered yibum midirabanan? Then get is considered like chalitza midirabanan. So according to Rebbe, the get of the yavam, the get the yavam gives the yavam would not be good bal korcha. It has to be midaito, because midirabanan they introduce get parallel, similar to chalitza. Chalitza need dashne. Fine. So that's the machlekes Rebbe Nir Chacham. What's it then if you do maimer bal korcha? So the Dvar Avraham is a tshuva sefer by the last rabbi in Kovna. He was related to the Soloveitchik family. He learned in, that's called Beis Harab, the descendants of Rab Chaim Volozhiner, who were considered big miyuchasim. The descendants of the Vilna Gaon, somehow they're not considered big miyuchasim. The descendants of Rab Chaim Volozhiner, in Lithuania, that was considered the big yichas. That's called Beis Harab. So he was from the Beis Harab. He was a descendant from Rab Chaim Volozhiner. He learned in Volozhin under Rab Chaim Soloveitchik. And he quotes in his Jews, he quotes his Rosh Hashanah, he quotes Chaim Soloveitchik, he gave the Shira and Yavamas, he quotes what he said. So he died in the middle of the Kovna ghetto. They didn't have a chance to kill him. He died from, there was so much sickness there because the conditions were absolutely unhealthy and terrible, so he died from a disease before they had a chance to kill him. So he asked Akasha in his sefer, and the Dvar Avraham, how can you talk about Maimer bal korcha? Yibum bal korcha, he rapes the woman. He does be a bal korcha. We know every day in the newspaper that people who are boal isha bal korcha. But how can you do maimer bal korcha? Maimer, you have to give the ring to the girl. Girl says, no, she's not kind of the ring. So you don't get off the ground. The whole thing does not get off the ground. Unless he's talking about maimer bishtar, with the Rashi on the opening Mishnah, that maimer can either be kesef or shtar, and he gives her a shtar bal korcha. Doesn't say in the Gemara. Maybe that's what motivated Rashi to say it, because Rashi was bothered with this kasha. The Pashta says, Maimer bal korcha, he gave a kesef. He said, Hari Amakadesh Asli, the kesef's there. So if she doesn't, bal korcha, she doesn't want, so she's not kind of the money. Not kind of the money, so the whole kiddushin doesn't get off the ground. So what's the whole room for the makhlukis, Rebbe Nachachamim, when the Maimer bal korcha is good or not? You didn't even do the Maimer. Maimer means you give her a ring. She says she doesn't want it, so she's not kind of the ring. So that's what some suggest, that the answer perhaps is, like this Rashi, that by Kiddushi Kesef, maybe Rashi holds that there's no need to be makna the Kesef to the Kala, you just have to do an Asina. Just like the Ktzais has this Chiddush. Not everybody agrees with the Ktzais. Rab Chaim Soloveitchik said that the Rambam is beferish against the Ktzais. When you give a get, you have to be makna the get to the Isha. And often a Rambam. And the Gemara, the Ktzais himself, he asks on himself. Gemara says, how do you know that there exists a Kinyan Yad? How do you know there exists a Kinyan Chotzer? So the Gemara says, Chotzer is Mitam Yad, Chotzer and Yad. It's learned out from Get. Just like by Get Ben Asam Biyada, Yad is a Kinyan. And Ben Asam, Mikol Makom, even a Chotzer is good. So you see from the Pasuk, You see from the parsha of Get that there exists a kinyan yad, there exists a kinyan chotzer. Wadanami and kol atarakula, there's a yad and a chotzer. So according to the tzoyis, that by the Get there's no need for a kinyan, you don't have to be kind of the paper, just need an encina. So how can the Gemara establish in the first perek of Bav Metzia? How does the Gemara derive from the parsha of Get that yad and chotzer is kind of? It just proves that it's an encina, doesn't prove that it's a kinyan. So the tzoyis asked it on himself. So he fudges a little bit. He says, if it wouldn't be considered, if because it's an asina, so that's why it's shaykh to be kaina. If it wouldn't be called an asina, it wouldn't be kaina. But still, how do you learn that one from the other? So Rav Chaim thought that the simple reading of the Gemara is not like the Tzoyis, and the Rambam is beferish not like Tzoyis. There's a Rambam that even if you did an asina, but the girl wasn't kaina the get yet, so chotz shena mishtameris, then she's not mekoreshes till she picks up the get. So you see that you need both. You need an asina and you need a kinyan also. But the Tzoyis holds like that. So that's maybe, if you say like the Tzoyis, that by a get, you don't need kinyan, all you need is nesina. And Rashi holds the same is true by Kedusha Kesef, all you need is nesina, you don't have to be makna. So then it's nicha de gemara, how do you give maima bal koch? He did a nesina. She doesn't want to be kaina, so what? He did the nesina of the Kesef, it's good. By Kedusha bal koch is no good, because you need daso isha. She's not miskadesh as bal koch. But by maima, if you hold like Rebbe, maima bal koch is good. Then you don't need haknoas hakesef. Yeah.
If the makar for kedusha kesef is kicha misdeafro,
yeah.
How could a mice and a sina suffice? You can't become a sada out of a mice and a sina. You need to make a kinyan.
I don't know. Maybe the kinyan by karko also only needs nesina hakesef. Maybe you don't have to be makna the kesef to the moicher. I don't know. You need a kinyan by the kiddushin also. But the question of what is the kinyan? Kinyan is haknos hakesef to the kala or nesinas hakesef. So maybe by kinyan karka also. The kinyan is kesef. Karka is nicknames because maybe all you need is nesinas hakesef. If I give the money bal korcha of the makna, so he's not maskim, so there's no das makna, so it's not going to be chal. If I give it me daito, maybe even if he's not kind of the money, maybe it's good. I don't know. It's an interesting question. Just like if you give a get bal korcha, so the tzoyis says even though she's not kind of the get, she doesn't want, but it's called a nesina. So maybe if you give the kesef bal korcha by kiddushin, it's also a nesina, but you need daso isha for kiddushin. So the isha in the miskadesh is bal korcha. But if you hold that maima, if you hold like Rebbe, we don't pass like Rebbe. If you pass a maima bal korcha, it's no good. Maybe the kiddushin, maybe the kiddushin yalfina. But if you would have held like Rebbe, the maima bal korcha is good. So the Dvar Vram asked the kasha, how can it be good? But he didn't even do the maima. Maima means being makna the kesef. So maybe that's the answer, like this Rashi. Maybe the answer is that there's no requirement for haknos hakesef by kiddushin. All you need is nesinas hakesef. Maybe. Achidish?
What's the difference between this type of kinyan and the kinyan of Skiris Polim or Hanav, where she would say, like, give the loan to someone else, not Mekadish with that? I mean, so too here, it shouldn't be a kinyan kesef because she's not ever getting the kesef.
Again, what do you say?
What's the difference between this case and a case where she tells the guy loan money to some to a different person, and I'll be
miskadoshes to you.
What's the difference between this case and that case? I mean, in this case, we're calling this case a kinyan kesef, but she's never receiving kesef. They're just an asina. So is she being mekadesh?
That's a definition of kedusha kesef. According to Rashi, the definition is nesina's kesef to the isha. Doesn't mean haknos hakesef. Just nesina's hakesef to the isha. Is kedusha kesef? Maybe the same as knias karka be kesef. Maybe all you need is nesinas hakesef. Maybe you don't need haknos hakesef. Could be.
Can we explain also one more time? So if we're saying all you need is nesina, why would that? But it clearly has to be midaita. She has to.
Normal kedusha, you need daso isha.
Right, so why would
Shehir, she here? Maimer, so Rebbe holds mili divamim, mili divamim yalfinon. So just like yibam is good bal korcha, you're not allowed to do yibam bal korcha, but if you did it. Yibam al korcha would be koine. Haba yuventa b'shege b'meizit. So too, maimer bal korcha would be good. That's Rebbe Shita. We don't pass like that. So the Dvar Avraham asked the kasha, how can maimer bal korcha be good? He didn't give it a kesef. True, mili divam yafinan, but he has to give it a kesef. She refuses to accept it. So she's not koine the kesef. Not koine the kesef. He didn't even get off the ground. So maybe that's Avraham asked that kasha. Maybe that's takadiyah. So it could be that that's what motivated Rashi to learn that there's such a thing as maimer al yedei shtar, and the guy's giving, the yovam is giving the yovam a shtar maimer. So just like a get can be bal korcha, so the shtar maimer can be bal korcha. The yibum can be bal korcha. And kiddushi kesef bal korcha maimer the kesef bal korcha. Maybe it's not possible. Maybe it's not feasible. Maybe there's nothing to discuss kesef bal korcha. Or it could be that Rashi really holds. I think the Miri says that on the Rashi. Rashi holds that by kiddushi kesef there's no halacha that you have to be makna the kesef to the kala. Then you have to do an asina. So if you do an asina, bal korcha did an asina, but the girl didn't agree to marry me. But by maimer, according to Rabbi, maimer bal korcha is good. All you need is the nesina sakesef. So even though she doesn't want it, she's not kaina, but sof kol sof, he did the nesina sakesef. Could be. But Tosis doesn't agree with Rashi. Tosis argues with Rashi that the reason why Tnei Magabi Asela Shali is Mekudeshes is because she's kaina, but the kinya chotzer, so then Asela Shal Shneim, there shouldn't be any Baigalev Shita, there shouldn't be a Teku. Asela Shal Shneim should be governed with the Gemara in Amechas Hasvina, Bava Basra. On that paid dollar, the chotzer shall shnei shutvim in koinim zem zabi kinya chotzer, and never left the rishus of the mar kama, then he should be able to enter into the rishus of the mar basra. So it should be no good. So that's where Tosfos doesn't agree with Rashi. Tosfos says just like the gemara before and the gemara after is all talking. What is her reaction when he says Hari Mekudeshes and he gives her the kiddushin? What is her reaction? Did she say? Do we interpret her reaction as saying yes? Or is saying no. Usually the girl doesn't say anything. So shtika. So the shtika b'shas matan mois means that she's masking. But over here she wasn't shoseka. She says tenei magabi asela. So what is it? She throws it back to him. She throws it in the ocean. So throwing in the ocean means no, and throwing it back to him certainly means no. Tenei magabi asela also means no, but agabi asela shali means yes. So tzela shal shneim is a suffix. What did she mean? But even if you hold that it's good, she agreed, but she has to pick it up. She won't be kind of. She has to pick it up and put it on her finger in order to become mekudeshes. So Tosfos fits in better in the Gemara. The whole Hemshech, the Gemara before and the Gemara after, is talking about how do we interpret her reactions, whether she's saying yes or saying no. We mentioned the Balatanya as the Akasha. How do we say, Mary Yishama Be'ori Yehuda B'chutz Yerushalayim Kol Chosam Kol Kala? The Kala doesn't say anything under the Chuppah. But normally the Jews never say anything. The Kala doesn't say anything. So what's Lossi Lo? All the Kala's going to talk under the Chuppah. So he says, no, the Chasen Kala is the Rebbein Shalom of Knesset Yisrael. He's not talking about a Chasen Kala Gemara. Rebbein Shalom is going to say, Anoche Shem Alkecha, and we're going to say, Nasa Ben Ishma. Because the Medrash says like that. There's going to be a Yigaleinu Achris Kireshis. We're going to have another Gula, there's going to be another Kabbalah Satorah. We're going to say Nasim and Ishma again. We're the Kala, not the Kala under the Chuppah. Heri Shama Bari Hurim, Kol Chasim and Kol Kal Chasim, the Baruch Shalom is going to give again. The Medrash has a Mashal, that the Mashal of Melech was away on a business trip, and he comes home and he heard that one of his wives, his wife was Mizanin. So right away he gives his wife a get. He's furious. The wife had an affair with someone, he gives her a get. Then he found out one of the Pilakshin was Mizana, not his wife. So he comes and he says, I apologize. He gives a ring, says, Ariya Mekudeshes again. So the friends of the kings, the advisors of the king say, he gave your wife a get, you just apologize. Get. He can't do that. You have to give her a double ksuba. Whatever you gave her the first time in the ksuba, you have to apologize nicely. Give her a double ksuba. So that's why it says, Anochi, Anochi, Humen Achemchem. Why do you say Anochi twice? Because the first time the Baruch Shalom that was one amount for the Ksuvah. Allah Silova is going to apologize why he sent us into Golas, why he chased us away from Eretz for so many years. We did sin, but maybe we didn't deserve so much. The Baruch Shalom is going to apologize, he's going to give Anochi Anochi, he's going to give a double amount. So that's, and the Kol Chasim is going to be, he's going to say again, Anochi Hashem Lakecha, twice, Anochi Anochi. And we're going to say Nasim and Ishma again. It's going to be Achris Kereshis. We're going to have another Gulda Losi Lo. Here the Gemara talks about if the Kala does say something. She says something. Terem Leploini. Zorek Layam. She throws it to him. How do you interpret the reaction? If she doesn't say anything, we interpret Shtika means that she's masking. But if she gives a reaction, she says something, how do you interpret the reaction?
We said before that according to the Rambam, Kesef Sheish B'Hanah.
Yes.
If a Mice and a Sina, if you make a Kedushin,
Where's the Hana? She's not being Mekabo, she's not being Kona anything.
I would assume that nobody other than Rashi holds like this. We're not so sure that Rashi meant it either. This is fantastic. This is what? This is unbelievable. I remember when we learned Kiddush, I remember Rabbi Soloveitchik, son Chaim Soloveitchik, was listening in the Shia. It could be that I heard all of this from him. It could be that he said all of this. Could be. I forgot about it. Yeah. Yeah, the Poshim Shah, no, the Gemara says not like this. You got to check. I think the Miri says it in Rashi. Usually we ignore the Miri, but you have a difficult Rashi. So you got to say something. So the Miri says something. Okay. Boy Rabibi, Salosh Hashem, Ma'u Teiko. Okay. What does the Gemara have right there? It's Kachali Bikikar. He gives her a loaf of bread. Harem Mekudesh with a loaf of bread. So she says, Tenehu lekelev, feed it to the dog. There's a dog running around in the street. So it means no. It means go fly kite. I'm not interested in you. I'm not interested in your loaf of bread. Feed it to the dogs. Tenehu lekelev, eni Mekudesh. We interpret her statement as, I don't accept your proposal. Moye kelev shalom, what is her dog? And she says, give it to my dog. Then it is Mekudesh. Okay? She says, I don't want to eat that kind, I don't like pumpernickel, feed it to my dog. So he gave her the kesek kiddush. Fine. Boy, Rav Meir, what's the din? Kelev rotzach rehom out. What if a dog is not her dog? A dog is chasing after her, and she's petrified. And he says, she's running away from the dog. And he says, darling, I want to marry you. Now's the time to go propose. You're running away from the dog. So he says, and he gives her a loaf of bread. Here's a loaf of bread. So he says, give it to the dog. Get the dog off me. Give it to the dog. The dog eats it up, and the dog doesn't chase after her anymore. So the Gemara has a sophie, gives him Mugadeshus or not. By Rab Mary, and she says, give it to the dog so he'll stop chasing after me. Ma, what's it then? Should I say, be Hanor? It's not her dog. Should I say, be Ahi Hanor? The Komatzla Nafshamine, Gomer Mikanyale Nafsham. It's Hanoa Kikesef. He was Mahanar. She would be willing to pay a pruta, more than a pruta, to get the dog off of her tail, to get rid of the dog. So the pula that he did is good. It's Kiddushe Hanoa Kikesef. Or Dilma, perhaps he should say, Matzi Amrale, maybe it's not Mekudeshes, because she can tie him with the Raisa, Chayuvi Mechaibis Latzulon. Teiko, the Mesupik. What is it? What's the suffix? So according to Taisa's Pashup Shah, the whole Gemara is a Sofik in Umdinah. What did she mean? The beginning and the end, in the middle, everything is, did she say, does her response mean yes, or does it mean no? So maybe she means, save me, get rid of the dog, but it doesn't mean that I'm going to marry you. You could say like that. Others, that's the Pashup Shah in the Gemara. The whole Gemara is all the Diyunim here, about umdinus, till you get to Rabbana Bishtar. Till you get to there, that's already a new topic. But all of these Gemaras, according to everything is a Shaila, what was her reaction? Did she mean yes or did she mean no? So in this Gemara, just like Rashi learned, Tanei Magabi Hasela Shaloh, Hasela Shoshneim, is not a deal about her reaction, whether she means yes or no. We took a break, and that's a Shaila and Din. So it could be that this is also a Shaila. There is a din. Moshe Rabbeinu says in the beginning of Chumash Dvarim, maybe in Voschana, where's the point? Reili Marateyask Mechukim Mishpatim Kasher Tzivani Hashem Balakoy. So the Pashup Shat is, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Yisrael, I taught you the whole Torah as HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed me to teach you the Torah. Reili Marateyask Mechukim Mishpatim Kasher Tzivani Hashem Balakoy. Baruch Hashem instructed me, I should teach you the whole Torah, and I taught you everything. So the Gemara, that's the Pashup Shat. The Gemara has an additional level of interpretation in the Pasuk, Ma'ane Mechinam, Apata Mechinam. Just like when I was on Harsinai, the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't charge any tuition. Kasher Tzivani Hashem Alakoy. Just like when the Rebbeinu Shalom taught me the Torah, he didn't charge me admission fee to stand on Harsinai, to listen to the whole Gilu Shechina. So too, Re'ele Marate Eschem Chukim Mishpatim, I taught you the Torah also free of charge. Why is he mentioning this? That's a din l'doris. Just like Kasher Tzivani, Hashem Elokai Bechinam. I taught you also Bechinam, so when you teach the Torah to the future generation, you're not allowed to charge any money.
Maybe that Bechinam means just like Hashem told me to teach you the Torah Bechinam, about the Bechinam, also you have to teach yourself, teach others.
I don't know. I think the posh pshat is that he didn't pay anything on Har Sinai. So that din, that you're not allowed to charge for teaching Torah, so the Gemara says, not only a din with respect to teaching Torah. Ma'ani b'chinam afata b'chinam, you're not allowed to charge for teaching Torah. It's a din, you're not allowed to charge for Hashavas Aveda. A doctor is not allowed to charge for healing a patient. The doctor also, the doctors do charge. They take schar batola. They divide the schar batola among all of, they figure out, really the whole community should pay them schar batola. They shouldn't take a job. And then they're free to treat the patients for nothing. But the whole community says, I don't need the doctor. I'm not sick. I don't need a doctor. So the doctor divides his schar batola. The doctor makes up his mind how much salary does he want to get in the course of the year. Then he divides it up among all of his patients. So those patients who only took 20 minutes of his time, less schar batola. Those patients who took a surgery for 4 hours, the tajman, more schar batola. But they're not paying for the surgery. They're not paying for the treatment. The treatment, the doctor, if it's a Jewish doctor and Jewish patients, he's supposed to do bechinam. On Shabbos Aveda, whenever you're mechuyif to do a mitzvah, you have to do bechinam. I'm not mechuyif to tight tzitzis on your beg, and I'm not mechuyif to write tefillin for you. Rabbi Hirsch writes in his commentary on Chumash, you can write your own tefillin. You can tie your own tzitzis. You don't know how to do it, so read a book and learn how to do it. You're lazy, you don't want to do it, so I have a right to charge you money. But whenever the nature of the mitzvah is such that you can do it, you can do it. Let's say Torah Shebal Peh. The Rambam says you're not allowed to charge for Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebichsav, you are allowed to charge, the Rambam says. Why? Because Torah Shebichsav, the guy can read it on his own. It's written, get a dictionary and figure out, break your head and see. But Torah Shebal Peh, how is he going to figure it out? Torah Shebal Peh is Nimsa B'Masara. So there's no way for him to figure it out. Today, according to the Rambam, you would be allowed to charge for giving a shiur in Torah Shebal Peh also. Everything is available in Art Scroll. Let him sit and read everything, find everything. So I'm saving everybody time. You could have figured out everything on your own, maybe. But I have to say, no one can figure it out. Yeah. So the din applies to, let's say, after be mitired the tmeim, after be maza hazosh lishishvi, paraduma water. He can't be maza on himself. He says he need a tohar al atami. He need one person to be maza paraduma water on him. The person can do it for himself. Whenever the din requires, someone has to help me do the mitzvah, I can't do it on my own. Hashavas Aved. If I know where the Aved is, I wouldn't need you. I don't know where it is. I need someone else, the Mukhiyev, to give me back the Aved. To give testimony. I want you to testify in the court for me. So I'm not allowed to pay you a salary. I can't testify for myself. They won't believe me. I'm the Baldover. So I need someone else to testify on my behalf. I can't be the Dayan on my own din Torah. So I'm not allowed to pay a salary to the dayanim. Because you're not allowed to take salary to do a mitzvah that you're mechuyif to do, because the guy can't do it himself. He can't testify on his own. Then I can accept this testimony. He can't be done in his own case. He's the baldover. He can't be done. So whenever it's a mitzvah that someone else has to do, he can't do it on his own. So then you're not allowed to charge money. So that's the shiloh over here. Let's say the dog is chasing after the girl. So Rachmanis, so you have to save the girl. So the other people, what's the din of Hanoa Kikesev? We learned the Gemara later. Hanoa Kikesev is based on the principle of Schiris Poilim. If I paint the apartment for you and we agreed you're going to pay me $7,000, so the painting of the apartment is Mechayiv you. So you see that the Pu'ula is mechayiv people to pay money. Pu'ula is mechayiv the balabais to pay the poilim the money. So the pu'ula could be, it's kind of shibudin, so it could be kind of ishus also. It's within whatever's kind of biyama, kind of kan. So pu'ula is kind of schivis poilim, so pu'ula is kind of kiddushin as well. So pu'ula means that pu'ula was done on your behalf. You asked me to entertain you. Schoik lefano, kod lefano. Or you asked me, I did a toiva for you. So that when pu'ula is done on my behalf, that's mechayiv me, I have to pay. What if the pu'ula was, he saves her, the dog wants to bite him. So that's a mitzvah. He's supposed to save people who are in a predicament. And when you do a mitzvah, you're not allowed to charge any money. Why are you not allowed to charge any money? Because he's supposed to do the pu'ula for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not supposed to do it, I'm doing it for you. When I paint your apartment, I'm doing the pu'ula for you. When I do Hashavas Aveda, I'm supposed to do, the Ribbono Shel Olam was mechayev me to do Hashavas Aveda. When I teach Torah, the Ribbono Shel Olam was mechayev me. If I'm going to charge you money that you have to pay me, so I'm not doing it l'shem shemayim. I'm not doing it for the Ribbono Shel Olam's sake. I'm doing it for your sake. So that's what you could interpret Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. The way Tosfos learned, the whole Gemara is a suffix. What did she mean? Did she mean yes or did she mean no? When she says, give the loaf of bread to the dog and get him off of me, you shouldn't bite me. So she means no. He says, Hariya Mukadesh. She's running away from the dog. Says, darling, Hariya Mukadesh, here's a loaf of bread. She said, now's not a time to talk about marriage. Get the dog off of me. So she means no. Now is not a time. Or did she mean yes? Feed the dog. So Tosfos Pasha Pshat is a suffix whether she meant yes or no. But it could be that it's a suffix in din and not a suffix in num, din how. Should I say be hanoe, hanoe kikesev, oi dilmo, how can it be hanoe kikesev? Motzi, omra le, she can say, v'deraisa chayu v'machayvis latzilon. You're mechuyiv a mitzvah to help people out. So you can't consider the pu'ula that you did for me is hanoa kikesev, schiv is poiling. So just like if you would paint my apartment, that would be mechayiv me to pay you the money, pay you at least the shavaputo. So you did a pu'ula, so it's kind of issues. No, you did this l'shem mitzvah, l'shem mitzvah, l'shem shamayim, not on my behalf. So the fact that people are obligated, ma'ane b'chinam, apata b'chinam, you mechayiv to do mitzvahs, even mitzvahs b'ron l'machaveh, you mechayiv to do all the mitzvahs l'shem shamayim. So it can never serve as hanoa kikesev. Hanoa kikesev was only if the pu'ula was done on my behalf, on behalf of the Baal HaBayis. If it's a suffix in halacha, so it could be that's the suffix in halacha. But Pasha Pshat is just a suffix in umdana. What did she mean yes or did she mean no?
If we understand like Tosfos that it's a suffix in umdana, what's the whole point of the Gemara? Why don't we just ask her afterwards? What did you mean? Why does the Gemara have to go through a whole pilpul? Like, if she said this, what does she mean?
You probably need that she should be maskim b'shat, it should be an umdana in the muchach at the time of the Kiddushin. That there's a Tosfos later, we didn't learn it, Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Kol Abol Daital Gmar Bia. We learned one line in the Tosfos, Rabbein and Nissim Goyim. You have to learn the other lines in the Tosfos. So Tosfos there points this out. There has to be Umdin and Mucha Bishas HaKiddushin. That it means that it's L'shem Kiddushin. If it only becomes Nizbara later, it could be that's not valid. You have to know at the time of the Kiddushin that she meant L'shem Kiddushin. Yeah.
Some Gemara says that you're not allowed to take Skyrim for teaching Torah is either because of Skyrim or Skyrim is common for teaching Torah. What's that?
In the Gemara is against the Rambam. The Rambam makes a chilek between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebichsav.
The Gemara also, the Gemara says you're allowed to take.
But the Gemara gives a different, right, the Gemara gives a different reason why.
The Rambam says the reason is because Torah Shebichsav people can't learn on their own.
I think that's where Rabbi Nehirsh understands the Rambam like that. Because the Rambam says, "Chelik in Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shemalpeh." The Gemara doesn't say Torah Shebichsav. The Gemara says the Mishnah draws a distinction. Torah Shebichsav you can't charge. The Gemara says why? The Gemara either because you're teaching Trup and Trup is only the Rabbanan, so you're allowed to charge. And according to the other opinions, that Trup is deraisa. That's a weirdsome. Trup is deraisa. So the reason why you're allowed to charge is because when he teaches Chumash, he teaches young children. So the Rebbe is a babysitter. Teaching university students, Rebbe's not a babysitter. I don't take attendance. Whoever doesn't want to come, doesn't come. I'll give you an F at the end of the term. But you don't have to come. So I'm not a babysitter. Maybe I should. But I don't look out for the students. But if you're teaching younger children, that's part of the responsibility of the Rebbe, to make sure that children don't get into trouble. So the Rebbe gets Charshiva, he's a babysitter. Yeah. So the Gemara takes the Mishnah. Mishnah draws a distinction. Of a Malamda Mikra, Mishnah in the Dark. Malamda Mikra, Mar gives two reasons why the Malamid, who teaches young children Chumash, Tanakh, is allowed to charge. The Rambam writes as if it's just Torah Shebichsav versus Torah Shebalpeh. That's what Rabbi Hirsch explains, because Torah Shebichsav can read on his own. But just like tying tefillin for him, or writing a mezuzah for him, or tying tzitzis for him, that he can do on his own. If he wants me to do it, I have a right to charge him money. But Torah Shebalpeh is not available big sub, so the only way I have an obligation, just like Hashavas Aveda. If he would be able to get back his own Aveda, so I can charge money for it. He wants me, He knows that he left his suitcase in the airport. And he asked me, could you please give it back to me? He can drive to the airport, pick his suitcase up his own. He wants me to go quickly before someone else steals it for him. So, or he doesn't want to be Batriach, and I live near the airport. So he asked me to do it for him. So whenever it's a thing he can really do on his own, and then he asked me to do it, then I can charge him for it. Whenever it's something he can't do on his own. That's what Rabbi Hirsch interprets, that the Rambam hold like the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi doesn't give either reason. Rambam often paskins like the Yerushalmi is against the Babylonians. The Vilna Gaon writes like that. There are a lot of difficult, there are a lot of problematic Rambams. Problematic in the sense that it's against the Bavli. So usually, then I say, Kevin, the Lechem Mishnah, the others, they're still not had to figure out how the Rambam is not against the Gemara. And the Vilna Gaon says that the Rambam paskins like the Yerushalmi, Kedarka, Lipsik, Bekama, Bekamis, Kaha, Yerushalmi, Neged, Bavli. The Rambam often paskins like the Yerushalmi is against Bavli. But Kevin HaMishnah also, a lot of times, says the Rambam is based on Yerushalmi, a Fartik. A lot of Rambams that seem to be against the Babli, sure. So it's against the Babli. You don't have to kvetch in hell. That's a problem, though, because we usually assume the Rif, right, in the end of Erevin, whenever there's a contradiction between the Babli and the Yerushalmi, so the Rif has the cloud. We always follow the Babli against the Yerushalmi because the Yerushalmi was written in earlier generations. Rabbi Yochanan was the first generation of Amoraim, and the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan, a generation or two later, were the ones who wrote the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Babli was written later. So the Rif writes, it's a question of if this is accurate. The Rif writes, when they completed the Babli, they were aware of all of the Yerushalmis. Is that true? The Babli was aware of all the Yerushalmis. And if they take a stand against the Yerushalmi, then we say Hilchos and Kabasroi. Means they took it into consideration and they rejected it and they paskin against it. So that's what the Rif says. We always paskin like the Babli against the Yerushalmi because the Babli knew everything in Yerushalmi. That's why there were books written. Is it true? Haroch, one of the books is in the title of the book, Haroch Chachmei HaBavli is HaYerushalmi. Is the Chachmei HaBavli, were they really aware of what it says in Yerushalmi or not? Historically, is it true? There are a few places in the Gemara where the Gemara alludes to a story, and Rashi said the story appears in the Talmud Yerushalmi. Who maised the Bayam Uchsin, a Gemara in Sanhedrin around Memhei or something. So Rashi says it's Yerushalmi. So they say, you see that the Babli is referring to this story in the Yerushalmi. And others say, no, the story was floating. Stories everybody knows. You don't have to be a bucky. People know stories, they don't know where the story comes from. It doesn't prove that the Babli, Chachmei HaBavli, knew everything in the Yerushalmi. The story was floating around in the air, so they refer to that story. So that's a problem. The Rambam also, in the Hakdamah to the Mishneh Torah, I think he writes, in principle, like the Rif, we're always going to pass from like the Babli against the Yerushalmi. And then a lot of times he passes like the Yerushalmi against the Babli. So that is a problem. That is a problem. Rabbi Gorin put out a whole book about the HaRamam HaYerushalmi. There are a lot of Ramams that are based on Yerushalmi. That he got the idea from the Bir HaGrah. And he put out a whole fat book on the topic. All the Ramams that are based on Yerushalmi. So they say, Kelim HaMtum. Kevus HaMishnah, Melian. Kevus HaMishnah, Bir HaGrah. A lot of Ramams that are based on Yerushalmi. So this is a Shaila. What does that mean? So according to the Tosfos, everything is all umdinus here. So the Pashup Shatz Sofik in umdinus. When she says, give it to the dogs and he should stop chasing me, did she mean yes or did she mean no? And the Kiddush. And one can possibly say, but the Pashtus is not so, that's the Sofik in din, not a Sofik in umdinus. Yeah, what's his Kachili Bikika? And then she says, Tenehu Liyani. And in Mikudeshes, if she would say, I agree to marry you, but I have so much food at home, don't waste it, don't give me a loaf of bread, give it to the Yoni, and I will agree to marry you. So that's Mikudeshes, Mindin Arev, that's the Gemara before. So that's what Tosfos said. She gives a whole spiel, a whole drasha. So that's Mindin Arev. But here, he said, Hareh Mikudeshes Li, and she says, give it to the Yoni. So maybe she means no. It's a question, did she mean Mindin Arev? Did she mean go? Don't bother me. Yeah.
So according to the Gemara, it says that Trump is only the Rabbanon. That's why they start with it.
Yeah, Machlokes. So the Trump is the Rais and Trump is the Rabbanon.
So according to that the Rabbanon is because if the yeshiva is learning Masechus Brachos, they're being take a regular salary. So the
Ramah writes like that. The Ramah and Hilchos Talmud Torah, the third Chelik Yodeh, Ramah writes, you're not allowed to take money to teach Dinim Deraisa, but you are permitted to charge money to teach Dinim Deraisa. The Ramah quotes it from Hagos Maimonides. The the bottom of the page of the Rambam, and got it from the Gemara by the trap. Gemara says the trap is the Rabban. Rav Soloveitchik, I think, I know, Rav Soloveitchik didn't think that that was correct. He said, what do you mean? The Rambam and the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayos gives you all the different, he says there are five sections to Torah Shabbat there. He says you have Halacha Moshe Misinai, that tefillin have to be squared, tefillin have to be black. There's no way to figure it out in between, reading in between the lines. Then you have Pirushim HaBekubalim LaMoshe Misinai. You have traditions that pre-Etzod, that means an Esrog. And Isha Kushis HaShalokach doesn't mean Akushis, it means a Tzadekis, and some certain Pirushim HaMekubalim. Then we have Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Peh, that's Torah Shabbat Peh. And then he says you have the fourth and the fifth sections of the Torah Shabbat Peh, the Gzeris and the Takonis, the Rabbanim. So the simple reading of the Rambam and the Hakdamah and the Pirush HaMishnayos is that the Gzeris and the Takonis, the Rabbanim, become part of Torah Shabbat Peh, Min HaTorah. And when you learn Dinim the Rabbanim, you become the Mitzvah Derais. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said after many years. He used to give a shiur for Balabatim and Brachas in the Shul of Maria at the 80th Street and Broadway, New York. It was called the Chevra HaShas HaKlolis of New York. They didn't learn all of Shas. They learned Brachas, they learned Megillah, then they learned Tainus a little bit, they learned Sarev, they didn't finish Shas. So after they, it took him over 10 years to do Brachas, then they made a big siyum, a whole fleshy-cated function. It was very nice. So he spoke after that, so he said, one might have raised an issue, why did I give a shiur on brachas? Most of the brachas only the rabbanans. So on the level of the rice, it was bitl tar, it was only talmud tar with the rabbanan. Maybe it would have been smart, I should give a shiur on zvachim and menachas, but the bulk of the dinim, the ruba of the dinim are the rice, and here and there you have a din the rabbanan. So there would be more talmud tar the rice and less bitl tar the rice. So he said he doesn't think that analysis is correct. He thinks that once the chachamim made the dinim the rabbanan, they blend in to become part of the Torah Shabbat Peh Min HaTorah, and it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah Min HaTorah. So they asked him about this, the Rama, so he said he wouldn't agree, he wouldn't think that that's correct. What do you do with the Gemara by the Trump? The Gemara says the Trump is only the Rabbanan, then you may charge money. So Mr. Amma, I'm suggesting, maybe the Pshat is, if Min HaTorah there's no din of Trump, so to compose a Nigan doesn't become part of Torah Shabbat Peh. If the din is a Trump, is there Isa? Then that's the chelik of Talmud Torah. But if Trump is the Rabbanan, not the same as Xeris and Takonis, that all the din of the Rabbanan blend in. All din of the Rabbanan blend in. When you reach Shulchan Aruch, it says you're allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that, you have to do this. Some of the din of the rice and some of the din of the Rabbanan, but it's all dinim. So it's all dinim. So the din of the Rabbanan blend in to be part of Torah Shabbat Peh. But if you have a nigin is going to blend in. How does a nigin blend in with dinim? So if the din of Trump is the rice, and that's what we assume, Trup is the Raisa, so that's the halacha. You need Trup, so that's a chelik of Torah. But if Trup is only the Rabbanan, that's the one exception to the rule, that a din the Rabbanan can't blend in. How can a nigan blend in to become part of Talmud Torah?
Do we learn any dinim from a Trup?
The Gemara has the beginning of Maseches Chagig, and not we learn dinim from the Trup. The Trup should reflect what the dinim are. Which trup you're going to use depends on how you interpret the pasuk. Sometimes there's a big semicolon in the middle of a pasuk, and sometimes just a comma. So the Gemara says this trup is like a semicolon, like a new sentence, and that trup is like a comma. So the determination of the trup depends on the pshat. We don't really learn dinim from the trup. The trup has to correspond to what the dinim are, to the how you read the pasuk. Rabbi Yankel Kamenetsky, and there are people today, He knew Tanakh so well, you would give him any given pasuk, he knew pshat, he would tell you what the trup is. You give him a pasuk without trup, and he knew pshat and the pasuk, he would tell you what the trup is supposed to be. That's why in the Sefer on Chumash, he has a lot of times comments on trup. And there are other people, he's not the only one, the people in Eretz, they understand Tanakh so well, and they understand the trup so well, they'll tell you, give him any given pasuk, they'll tell you what the trup is supposed to be on that pasuk, because the trup is supposed to correspond to the pirish of the pasuk. Yeah, so this is a question. It's Kachalib Yikika. She says, Today Huloani Enim Bekudesh. That means no. Afiloani Hasamach Allah. What means Hasamach Allah? How do you translate Samach? Samach means within Dalar Amis to her. Hasamach means this is the Ani that she, who always relies on her. The Ani, she always supports this Ani, her next neighbor. She always gives food to this Ani. So that's, I think, a famous Machne Ephraim translate. Afilom has somach Allah. if it means the ani is within the alam, should have said afil ani has samach la. Maybe we should look in the dictionary. Maybe there is such a girsa. Afil ani has samach la. But it doesn't say that in the Gemara. In our Vilna Shas edition, it says ami has samach ala. This is an ani who always relies on her. She's always mefarnes this ani. So even if he gives it to that ani, and now he's saving her money, so she's not mukadesh. It's my time. Amar lei, she can tell the chassan. Just like I'm mechayiv, Hachim mechayiv is beyat. You're mechayiv also. So you do the mitzvah now. You're not doing me. You're not saving me money. What? I signed a contract. I'm mechayiv to give the ani. He's tochdal and amis to me. I always give him the money. I'm not more mechayiv than you are. So if you give it to the ani, so you're giving. You're not giving on my behalf. You're not saving me any money. So that's a machne Ephraim. They must have had a different gift. I feel ani has some law. He says that the animo within the Alaram is yomuchayiv to give them stock. Pasha b'shata doesn't mean that. Ani hasamach ala means the ani that she always supplies with money. Then the Gemara has all the other cases that we're discussing. What's her reaction? Did she mean yes or did she mean no? Ahu gavra, once upon a time. It's not necessarily the same ahu gavra. Okay, ahu gavra, once upon a time there was a man. Davi kamaz bin chumrei. He's selling some kind of trinkets. Fine. Chumrei paschaisa, okay, some kind of necklaces. Asoi he itza amalei hablichad shucha. Sell me one necklace. Amalei, if I'll give it to you, will you agree to marry? So she said, just give me the necklace already. So it means no. She started off, said, sell me a necklace. He said, I'll give it to you, Hare Mukadeshes. And she says, just give me the necklace already. So the baton of her voice, it means no. Just give me the necklace. She's just repeating what she said in the beginning. She means to negate what he said. Ahu gavra, once upon a time. The same guy wants to marry all the girls. Yeah, it's two different people. Not the same ahu gavra. He's marrying 25 women here. Ahu gavra, a different occasion. He's drinking beer. He hits Amalei, kasa. Could you please give me a cup of beer? So he says to her, if I give you a cup of beer, will you marry me? He says, just give me the beer already. So it means no. It does mean yes. It means no. Amrav chama kol ashkoy ashken lav klumu. It means no. I don't want to marry. Ahu gavra, different ahu gavra. Tavi koshadi tamar medikli. He's removing what a tamarim, dates. He's taking off dates from the tree, putting them in a basket. Asai hahitza, a girl comes up, a single girl comes over, so she says, Shadi li tarti, could you please shake off of the tree? You remove two dates for me. Amala, ishadir alach mikachesli, will you marry me if I give you two dates? Amale, just give me the dates already. Shadi mishda, just give me the, means no. Amrab zvid, kol shadi mishda, lav kluma, it means no. She doesn't want to marry him. So now the Gemara has a suffix. That's in all of these three cases, she started off by saying, can you give me a trinket? And he said, can you sell me a trinket? And he says, will you marry me? And she says, hove meva. She says, just give me the trinket. She says it twice, hove meva. Or she says, again, twice. Omrele, ashkuye ashkiyot. She says it twice. And the third time she says, Shadi Mishta, just shake it off. The Shad is, what if she only says it once? He says, if I'll give you a date, will you marry me? She says, she doesn't say, just give me the date already, with that tone of voice. She says, give me the date. She only says it once. Is she repeating what she meant in the beginning? Please sell me a date, please give me a date. If she says it twice, so the intonation, even if she doesn't intone it like that, when you say something twice, it means not so. It says in Shulchan Aruch, when you write a get and you give it to the husband, so before they give, and then the husband gives it to the wife, so the bezin asks the sofer, did you write the get lishma? He says, yes. Did the husband instruct you to write the get lishma? He says, yes. And he asks the husband, did you take a shvua to give your wife a get? He says, no. If you took shvua, do you want us to be matar lishma? He says, yes. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, when they ask all the questions, you should only say yes once or no once. If you say yeah, yeah, you say no, no. Yeah, yeah. Often means no. No, no. Did you eat? Did you steal the cake? Oh, no. No. You say no, no, it means yes. You say yeah, yeah, it means no. So you say twice. So that's what the Gemara says over here. When she says it twice, it means faket. It means not like you said. What if she only says it once? So that's what the Gemara has to shout. Boy, lohu. What if she only says once? Hav. She didn't say hav emeve. She didn't say hashkui yashke. She said once or shadi. She didn't say shadi tishdi. Ma, what's the din if she only says once? Omer avinim ukodeshes. Well, if she says it twice, that means the faket. And Rav Sama Bariksa Omer Toga de Malka, I swear by the Rebbeinu Shalom. Einim ukodeshes. No. Vilchus einim ukodeshes. She started off by saying, give me a drink of beer. And he says, I'll give you a present. Will you marry me? She says, give me the beer. So it's the same as saying, don't bother me, I'm not going to marry you. That means she's going back to what she said in the beginning. She's not agreeing with him. So that's it. The Gemara before and the Gemara after is talking about umdenes, whether what's her reaction. Did she mean yes? Did she mean no? Then Rashi in the middle learns that the Gemara by the Sela is not talking about her reaction, whether umdenes, talking about the Maisei Kiddushin. So that's a shot. According to Rashi, it doesn't flow smoothly in the Gemara. But according to Rashi, it could be the shot by Kelev Rotz Acher, could be a Sofik and Din. Could be it's a Sofik and Din. But the Pashtus is like this. Okay. Then the Gemara says, the Hilchasa ain't a Mukadesh. We paskin not Mukadesh. It's Mishai meant no. The Hilchasa Shirai lo Tzvichi Shuma. That was a machlokes between Rabbah and Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, you do need shuma. Rav Yosef was bringing rice. So the Gemara says, we don't pass like Rav Yosef, we pass like Rabbah. Here Tosfos raises an issue. There is a Gemara, Tosfos Behilchasa. This is a famous topic. Diyunim Rishonim. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra, Tosfos tells you where it is. Kuf Mem Gimel, or Kuf Yudal, that's fine. But the Gemara says, whenever there's machlokes Rabbah, Rav Yosef, we always pass like Rabbah. So what they have to wake up all of a sudden over here and say, the din is shirai la tzvichi shuma. That's Rabbah's shita against Rav Yosef. We always pass like Rabbah against Rav Yosef. So Tosfos quotes, there were some who claim that you only pass like Rabbah against Rav Yosef in Bava Basra. That happens to be in Bava Basra. But in all of Shas, here it's Kiddushin, it's a different Masechta, that rule doesn't apply. The rule means that they took a vote, they took a consensus in the later generations, and the majority of the Chachamim agreed with Rabbah. On almost all the cases. Once in a while we passed like Rav Yosef, and most of the cases it turned out they agreed with Rabbah. So that's a shaila. With that vote that they took, that consensus, it's only on Bava Basra. V'yesh mefarsh ma'ayna daf kamila de Bava Basra. And Tosfos says, v'lo nehir. It's against all the Gemaras. The Pashta says that not only in Bava Basra, all over Shah. So that's a shaila. So why does it over here, Shirai la tzvichi shumer? They should have said, should have said Hilchus and Kerabah. They didn't have to say anything. We know the din is like Rabbah. So that's what's Vayomer Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam has a chiddush around 20 lines into the text. Vayomer Rabbeinu Tam, Osel Hashminon, Daf Kishirayim Hudu Latzvichi Shuma, Fisha Shemosan, you do a more or less tzas. You know approximately how much the cloth sells for in the story. Maybe you have $5 here or there, fine. But as far as diamond rings are concerned, you can make a major mistake. It could be it's a fake. And you can get it in the store for $10. And she thinks that me or dad's worth $10,000. So when it's a major discrepancy between what the value really is and how much she thinks it is, maybe that's called a lack of smichus davar. So then, that's Rabbi and Tam's Chiddush that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's not proper to be mekadesh with a tabash yesh al evan, because he can make, with a stone on it, because he can make a major mistake in the value of the stone. So that's a chumah and shulchan aruch based on this Rabbi Natan, based on the dir. Shirai lo tzvichi shuma, shirai not, but something ain't shemasa you do at all, then you would say you do need a shuma because of the lack of smichas das. She has das kiddushin, she wants to marry him, but it's a lack of smichas das. She thought it was worth much more. So that shirai lo tzvichi shuma. Okay, what else? Vilchaso ki Reb Lozer, who is Reb Lozer? That if he gives her, he says, here. Reb Lozer is 25 lines from the bottom of Chesam and Aleph. So Harei Mekudeshesli with $100, and he gives her a quarter. And he walks away. So is it a joke? So he says, no, Mekudeshes v'yashlim. She's Mekudeshes. He meant Harei Mekudeshes v'yashav on the condition, on the Tanai, that I'm going to give you the rest of the money. So we pass like Reb Lozer. Nobody disagreed. We pass like Reb Lozer. And in the list, and then the Hilchos Kirova Amram Nachman. We pass like Rova. quoted Rab Nachman, Mona Enkan, Mashkan Enkan, whatever that means. That was a major machlokes in the Shoinim. What does it mean? Mona Enkan, Mashkan Enkan. Okay, we will stop here. This Rab Moshe Feinstein has an important shuva. He talks about corporations. So he has a comment on this thesis on the top thesis on Ches on the base. Mona Enkan, Mashkan Enkan. That's important to discuss a little bit. So maybe next time. Again, I mentioned I'm going to Eretz Yisrael Motzei Shabbos. I won't be here the next week, and next Sunday I won't be here. Actually, it will be Monday of the week after next. So maybe I'll talk about that Tosis, the Igros Moshe, and then the next Tosis, Kasvel on the Yard, the next Gemara. The next Tosis is about how does your Shtar Kinyan work in general, and about the Shmo by Shtar Kiddushin, famous topics. Okay, so.
Everyone, Seder is obviously more important, but I would like to accept